Patricia Dresch is a woman of faith. Her church loaned her one of their parish houses to live in this past year. Friends and neighbors provided food and clothing. Dresch barely survived Hurricane Sandy by hanging on to telephone wires. Her husband, George, and younger daughter, 13-year-old Angela, were swept away.
I figured it was going to be her last birthday.
All three had been trapped in an upstairs bathroom, with Dresch trying to hold on to Angela as the waves ripped her home apart.
And then all of a sudden, the wall gave out, and we got pushed out into the yard, and the water was up to my chin when we got thrown out. As we went out, part of the roof came down and hit us in the head. I went up with my arms, and that's when I lost my daughter. She came off my arm. I couldn't grab her. And she went under, and I knew she was gone at that point.
Dresch's other daughter, Joanne Moyer, came to Staten Island to be with her mother during this Sandy anniversary.
And then the kitchen was back here, and we had the two decks.
Joanne lives in Nashville, Tennessee, but has very fond recollections of her former home.
I wish they could turn this into a memorial. I hope no one ever lives on this piece of land. To me, it's holy ground. It's sacred. I loved it down here. You just have the windows open and hear the waves crash. And it was very calm and peaceful.
The city of New York, with its new buyback program, paid Patricia the full price for her destroyed home, and she's ready to move into a new one. But it's bittersweet.
Oh, I think of my family every day, and it's so strange that at the anniversary, the money came forth. I was able to buy my house all at the same time. And it was like them saying to me, all right, now you can move on to your next part of your life, a new chapter of your life. I have to live all over again. You know, I haven't begun to live yet. I've been grieving for my family since day one, crying every day. I yell, I cry, I scream. It's hard.
Hurricane Sandy resulted in 97 deaths within 105 kilometers of New York City. 24 states were affected, with damage estimated at $65 billion. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, Staten Island, New York.